Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating.
You can lay right on my hand.
Error is made by a single individual,
Then he shall sacrifice a one-year female goat for his sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement before the Lord and shall be forgiven. This is the same law applied to individual foreigners who are living among you. But anyone who deliberately makes the mistakes, whether he is a native Israelite or a foreigner, is blasphemy Jehovah and shall be cut off from among his people, for he has despised the commandment of the Lord and deliberately failed to obey his law. He must be executed and die in his sin. That was the reading out of Numbers 15,
16 through 30,
17 through
31.
Amen?
Amen.
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 Alrighty. We had another caller join. Oh, Loretta, do you have that computer up? Loretta.
I'm sorry?
Do you have the computer up?
I can't hear you.
Do you have your computer up?
It's coming up now.
Okay.
Okay, studio. Okay, we have last four digits 4934. And we also have, who is that, Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Angela, are you able to do a roll call?
Yeah, I could do the roll call. Can you hear me?
Is that Auntie Dot at the 4934 number?
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. So I'll do roll call. And Loretta, I'm blind. Okay. We have Mom, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Loretta, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Dot. And myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We pray that you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. I know I did, and it's all because the Lord made it possible. Amen.
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 And this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And at any time anyone would like to share their Mother's Day with us, please feel free to do so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela.
Okay. All right. I'm coming out of Psalms 43. Faith gives us a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to God. So let's shout to the Lord our Savior with the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, thank you for this day. Our family and friends, as we give you honor and praise today, as we share some prayers and all good news with you, please bless this line and surround us with your angels of protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, am I leading the meeting tonight, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
okay? I'm coming out the book of Psalm, chapter 96. It says, sing a new song unto the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Praise his glorious deed among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing thing he does. Great is the Lord. He is more worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The God of other nations are merely idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nation of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glory and strong. Give to the Lord glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come unto his court. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 134. Bless the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I took that out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the second chapter. We must pay more attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received it just punishment, how shall we escape it? How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. I will go next, and my reading is coming out of the Daily Bread, and you can get the reading out of Psalm 77. It says, four ways to look. Look up and pray. As for pray all night long and even express feelings that God had forgotten and rejected him. We can tell God everything and be honest about our feelings. We can ask him anything. His answer may not come right away or in the form we want or expect, but he won't criticize us for asking. Second, look back and remember what God has done in the past for you and others. As Paul didn't talk to God only about the pain, he also recalled God's power and mighty works for him and God's people. He wrote, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Thirdly, look forward. Think about the good that might come out of the situation. What might you learn? What might God want you to do? What do you know he will do because his ways are perfect? Last, look again. This time, look at your circumstances with eyes of faith. Remind yourself that he is the God of great wonders and can be trusted. May these ideas help us gain perspective and keep moving in our faith journey with Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked. For they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assails me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I will fly away and be at peace, be at rest. I will flee far away and stay in the desert. I will hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. Confuse the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech. For I see violence and strife in the cities. Day and night they prowl about on their walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in this city. Threats and lies never leave the street. If any enemy were insulting me, I couldn't do it. If a foe was raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked it with the throne at the house of the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. Good issue, but out of Psalms 55. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. I'm coming out of Proverbs 12:13. The righteous person escapes trouble, but God will not God will not prevent us from having difficulties or trouble, but that trouble won't overwhelm us. Trouble will not defeat us. Trouble will not hinder us from our blessings. Trouble may delay God's blessings. Trouble may cause us to be weary and worry in the midst of our struggles. But do not worry or get upset, because God will bring those who are in a right relationship with Him safely through. God tells us, when it seems like the river is about to overflow its banks, just hold on. His unseen hand will be your dam, preventing a flood from overwhelming you. When you feel like Job, confused and wondering why every area of your life is under attack, just hold on and give God praise. Help is on the way. He'll send angels. He'll put a hedge around you. Don't give up. Reach out to God. Trust in God. Wait on His timing and deliverance, for God will bring you out, enabling you to make it home safely. Amen?
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Angela, thank you for that reading out of Proverbs 12. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Deuteronomy 28.
I'm sorry, what book?
Deuteronomy. Did you hear me?
Barely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Deuteronomy 28. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Okay. The blessings of obedience. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe and do all this commandment, which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord, thy God, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of the ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou come in, and blessed shall be thou when thou go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come against thee one way, but they will flee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and all that thou set thy hands to do, and shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall bless thee, our holy people, unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Amen. The blessings of
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Deuteronomy. Next, I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Revelation, the seventh chapter, and starting at the 8th verse, 4 to 11. To the angel, to the church in Smyrna, to the angel of the church in Smyrna, he writes, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your affliction and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slanders of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Revelation 7. Let's see here. I guess if everyone would bow their head, but the sick and shut in, please.
Loretta.
Yes.
Add Hazel on to sick and shut in. My daughter Hazel.
Yes.
What's her condition?
Oh, she got them rising like Bruce has.
Huh?
She had those rising like Bruce has.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay, everyone, bow their heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands. Allow the healing to travel through Auntie Kara, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willis, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Alf, Bruce Edwards, the Allen family, the Hurd family, Hazel, the Johnson family, the Williams family, Simmons family, the Lowe's family, the Peters family, Charlie and family, Ms. Brown and family, Vanessa and family, McClure family, Essie May and family, Lenny and family, the Muda family, the Franklin family, the Moore family, the Verna family, the Cody family, Desa Kendrick and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Drell and family, the Ross family, the Rita Verna, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi and DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Heavenly Father, we ask that you allow us to see through your eyes. Continue to order our steps and leading us on our journey. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and we're looking at birthdays for the week of May 20th through the 30th. Any birthdays we need to recognize? 30th?
Not the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm too far. May, actually, it's the 20th through the 26th. I'm sorry.
27.
Okay, I don't have anyone on my report. How about you, Angela?
No, I
Okay, well, we know someone's birthday is within that week, and if we could have Auntie Betty to sing the birthday song for us, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Many, many more. Hallelujah.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. And now we have reached the second part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony song, a poem, or Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and if you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Angela.
Ooh.
Any praise report, testimony song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to temp a little song.
Amen.
Do you agree? Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. For the Bible tells me so. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela. Next, I would go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, song, or poem, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
Thank you for the better things. They've been a friend to grace. They've driven me from the path of ease to storm the secret place. I thank you for the friends who have failed to meet my soul's deepest needs. They've driven me to the Savior's feet, upon his love to feast. I'm grateful, too, through all life ways. No one to soul I found in you alone, my rich, my full supply. We love because he first loved us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45, teaching on loving our enemies. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despise you and pursue you, that ye may be the children of our Father which is in heaven. For he make his own sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew. Next, I would go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, form you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to use for my testimony a Bible verse. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, I go to I believe I will go next.
Amen.
And this is a poem for all mothers. A true mother's love. A mother's love is unconditional and patient. It will never fade. A mother love is warm and compassionate, even in the shade. A mother's love will always help you through the weakest hour. A mother love is always like a bouquet of flowers. A mother love is strong and would never steer you wrong. A true mother love is beautiful in many ways. A mother love is sincere, and it takes a mother's love to conquer our fears. A true mother love knows the depth of love. A true mother love is unconditional, just like God's love. Our mother is love is absolutely all of the above. And we pray that you all had a happy Mother's Day. Amen.
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 Okay, next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
Amen. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together, but one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to pray together. One more time, yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Upper Room.
Amen.
And reading from Galatians 6 through 10. It said, late to church. Carry each other burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. How can I share the light of Christ today? One Sunday, I was running late for the morning church service, so I decided to catch a cab to get to church as quick as possible. A woman and I held it the same cab. I had waved my hand first, so the cab came to stop near me. The woman came over and said, "Sir, my daughter is not well. She had a major heart attack and was rushed to the hospital. It was raining that day, and there was no other means of transportation. My heart was filled with pity for her. I got out of the cab and offered it to her. I arrived at church late that day, but my heart was full of deep sense of satisfaction and peace of mind that I had helped someone that day. After all, this is what God required us to do as followers of Christ. We carry his cross every day so that we can bear one another's burden and reflect Christ's light to others so that they may be blessed. Dear Lord, help us to bear one another's burden as you have burdened ours. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the upper room. Next, I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I've been reading Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yielded fruit in season, whose leaves does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Hey, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Pretty much concludes our program. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer?
Danny's on the line, Loretta.
Danny? Daniel?
Yeah, I just want to say hey to everybody. I love everybody.
We're glad you joined in, but better late than never. Amen. 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 Love you, Daniel. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their heads for the prayer, please. All righty. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem, life sends a faithful friend to share. For every sign, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. May flowers always line your path, and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. Actually, this month was the month for celebrating our anniversary. I guess Angela and I will get together this week and tally up how long we've been on line for prayer and give us some numbers to share of our listeners throughout the year. So we'll have those numbers for you next week.
Amen.
But we would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 And God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, that didn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I tell you that if two of you
Who am I? You are mindful of me. That you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing.
He calls me back.